Good day to you. It's 9:01. Yep, right now my time 9:01, and it is September the 7th, and I needed to get some stuff off my mind, some thoughts. I am moved, by the way. I am officially in the Greensboro area. Am I excited? Yeah, I am. I love my place. I love where I'm right now. I'm sweeping. I've been unpacking for several days, but because I actually do have a lot of things. I have a lot of artwork. I have just a lot of stuff. So I'm about unpacked. Like, I've pretty much done all of everything except for my studio area. So I'm really excited about how much I've gotten done. I'm proud of myself. I'm happy about my plants and everything that I have outside, and you know, I appreciate all the help that I received and all the good messages because people knew that I was moving. I appreciate that. And now I am here, and you can probably hear me sweeping. Hopefully it doesn't get on your nerves, because I got to do it and I need to talk at the same time, because this is how, like, you know, some people relieve stress. They clean, and I'm not really stressed. It's just the fact that, you know, sometimes the way life is, people feel that you need to be on their side because their side is the right side. And if you're not on their side or not on either side, then you're on the wrong side. And that will cause friendships and different relationships to go to shit. And I don't understand why that is, because people believe differently. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes different colors. That's what makes the rainbow. That's what makes, like, we believe differently. Everybody has it. Everybody, some people like Asian food. Some people have Chinese food. Well, Chinese food is Asian food. Some people like Mexican. Some people like Venezuelan, Colombian. I mean, people have different tastes. Not everybody is going to like the same thing. Not everybody is going to do the same thing. Not everybody is going to appreciate the same thing. Everybody is different. Apparently, people just are not understanding that concept, that everybody is not going to do the same shit. Everybody's not going to be Christian and be saved and tongue talking and filled with the Holy Ghost, laying hands on the sick and raising the dead. Everybody's not going to be doing that. Everybody is not going to be an advocate for underprivileged children. Everybody is not going to be an advocate for battered women. Everybody has things that they're passionate about. And just because they're passionate about that, just because you're passionate about that, doesn't mean everybody else is. And it doesn't make anyone less of a human if they don't have the same thoughts that you have. So stop it. Okay? Stop it. Everybody's different. Everybody needs to do different shit. There are Buddhists. There are Hindu people. There are Catholic. There are Christians. There are different types of people that bring different dynamics. We don't all have to come under one of everything. Like, I don't understand how people try to, like, oh, you don't believe like I do. You need to believe. I don't understand why you need to believe like I do. And you need to do what I do. No, stop. Okay? So, again, everybody is different. Everybody has their thoughts and things that they appreciate and they're an advocate for. And that's just what it is. I love artwork. I love creating. I'm not trying to make people love artwork like I do. I'm not trying to make people love natural skincare. If you love it, I got it. I got natural skincare, so you don't have all them chemicals all over your face, because sometimes they can cause more damage than good. But I mean, I'm not going out here saying your face is going to go to shit by the time you turn 50. I'm not doing that, because it's not that big of a deal. If people want my stuff, they want my stuff. I'm not about to scare people into buying my artwork. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, and make people feel bad for believing the way they do. That is ridiculous. Now, I understand, like, morality, you know, sometimes, you know, with certain things, but it's just still, like, why are we feeling like people need to speak up about things that have nothing to do with them? Take responsibility for yourself and how you believe. That's my opinion. If this is how you believe, take responsibility for it for yourself. Don't look at somebody else and say they need to take responsibility for this too. Or they need to, oh, I need them to have the same views. You need to feel like I feel. You need to feel. No, you don't. They don't. They'll never feel how you feel. Apparently, they don't feel that way. And you're going to cause them to, I don't want to say gullible. If they're not firm in how they think, then they can be swayed, and it can not be something that's completely sincere to them, and they'll be a part of it, and it's not necessarily something that they truly believe in. They just kind of go with the wind. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it ain't really applying to me, then I'm not going with it. That's just what it is. When it came to learning about myself and how I navigate my life, I learned so much. And I'm not going to go with the wind and allow people to try to persuade me to feel like they feel. We're not about to sit here and have debates about why I feel the way I feel and why I'm less of a human, because I don't feel the way you feel. That's absurd. Because we're all supposed to be able to love each other for who we are. Point blank and period. Do we have to go and do marches because one person likes the color red and another person likes the color blue? We like the color red, but we got to stand up for the person who likes the color blue. You know what? Stop. Okay, you stand up for what you need to stand up for, what you strongly believe in, and let people stand up for what they need to stand up for. That's all I'm saying. Shit. These people, like, it's like nowadays, it's like, if you don't believe in something, oh my God. And okay. So, it is what it is. Now you gotta be careful what you say. Be careful, because somebody gonna get offended. People get offended quick. In America, I feel like it's probably an American thing, because other countries, I don't know. I'm focused on, like, stop killing black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop killing black people. I got brothers. I got a dad. You know, I have male friends. Stop killing black people. Like, I'm black. That would be something that I'm connected to. That's something I'm connected to. I think people are just really trying to find themselves. And we got too much time on our hands in America. Apparently, we ain't got shit to do. The government handing out money, and, you know, we go to work and go home and chill and find some bullshit to get into. Like, in other countries, they work from sun up to sun down. I'm guilty of it, a lazy culture when it comes to some things. Because, like, we don't look at it like we live in the best country in the world. I'm trying to kill this damn fly. God damn it. This fly is like a horse fly, and it's flying around, and I got all the lights out on so it'll be attracted to it. I keep on missing it because it's higher than what I can reach. But anyway, sometimes it seems like just Americans are just a little lazy. Not all of them, but in general, I would be like, y'all ain't got shit to do. So what y'all do? Y'all try to get into some bullshit, try to, you know, hurt somebody's feelings or make somebody feel bad or like damn. I don't know. Some people, they're focused on their hustle, making money, grinding, their family, growing a business, investing. Some people, they do their routine of work, and then they have all the time in the world to be free and to fuck with people. God damn, shit. Stop fucking with people. Like, get business of your own and try stop trying to make other people's business yours. Because it's not. You know, tend to you and let them tend to them. I'm going to tend to me. You know what I'm saying? Just, golly, shit. I can't find a damn fly, man. I hope I knocked one of its wings off. I know I hit it, but shit, that thing still flew full speed. Anyways, I hope y'all having a great day. I don't know how y'all feeling out there, but I know there are some people that are just really struggling. There's a lot going on, and there are some major things going on with things that, you know, people's lives. So, you know, let's just send love to each other and happiness and understand that everybody's different. Understand that, welcome that, and be cool with knowing that people are different. And love yourself for who you are. I was listening to some speakers earlier today, and it's interesting, just, you know, everybody just has their opinion about different things, and what we have to do is respect it. Some things are for some people. Everything isn't for everyone. Like, for instance, there were a couple speakers talking about if you want to be taken seriously, you need to present yourself. We're talking specifically about men in a suit. And my opinion is, I respect it. I understand why they feel that way. I understand, but I also feel at the same time, you'll reach a whole, that is, you can reach other people for, depending on how you interact with people and your appearance, you can interact with other you can reach other people. Everybody doesn't have to dress the same. Some certain attire is for some people. That's just what they're supposed to. That's just for them. But I don't. It's not for people to judge. It's not for people to judge people who don't dress or carry themselves the same way. Everybody's just not the same. Everybody's art isn't the same. Everybody's speaking isn't the same. Everybody's spirituality isn't the same. So, again, we're different, and we have to respect each other for being different. Stop trying to make everybody a damn robot. I mean, it seems like, I don't know. I'm like, what in the hell? I'm like, y'all want to have freedom. Y'all want to be free, but y'all don't want people to be free. I'm confused. Like, the whole thing is to love and respect people. Love and respect humankind. Why do we have to try to persuade people to, I don't even know what people are trying to do, but it seems like apparently, like, that's not enough. Now we gotta, everybody needs to wear the t-shirts, and everybody needs to, I don't know. I mean, have the signs on their cars and yeah, look. Everything isn't for everyone. So just respect people for being who they are as individuals. And that's being a human. That's respecting mankind, is respecting people for having their opinions and being humane, not just killing black people just because they're black or any other race for that matter. But, you know, we see it's really going on with the black community in the United States. You see it. So this is why this is a topic. But just people just walking around for no reason, just, you know, can't get on that subject. Lord Jesus, I'm gonna say, oh Jesus. But like I said, just, you know, respect humans, respect people for their opinions. Don't try to convert people. Stop it. Christians try to convert people who they think are sinners and going to hell. I'm gonna convert you. You're gonna be no. Just stop. Now, if anything, show love. And that's what I believe that Christianity should be about. Just showing love. That's what any like religion, just show love and show people the love of God. Yeah. And if you don't call yourself a Christian, you know, love is one of the greatest gifts either way, whether you're religious or not. Showing people love and respect is just really necessary. I hope y'all have a great day. It's been real. I'll probably be on here more often now that I am getting settled into my space. I'm really proud, and me gonna make this shit happen for real though. Yeah, I'm gonna bring back my voices and shit. I'm gonna bring back, I got Betty Sue Knockers. So I got Betty Sue Knockers. Betty Sue Knockers has been on hiatus. She's been missing y'all so much. She's been talking to herself, and she has been ready to serve up some peach cobbler and shit. And then there's Tatiana. Damn, do I remember how to do her voice? She's from New York, and she talks like this. I think so. I think I remember how she talks a little bit, but I gotta practice her voice again. But she's ready to get back out there. Who else was there? Oh, Linda. And have you missed Linda? Oh my God. Linda's been in the UK eating crumpets and drinking tea. So she's all ready and prepared to talk to you guys. So hopefully you're ready for all of those characters, because all of them will be full of fat coming soon. Yeah, I just hope y'all ready. Don't forget, follow me on Instagram, MIOUXNIE. I also have Meshy Skin. Moni is merging, so we're working on that. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. So I'll probably talk about, you know, the whole judging thing again, because it seems like it's a normal thing these days. I'm not really sure why, but okay. And I hope y'all have a great night, great day, great morning. Love yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing. And yet you're getting shit done and making shit happen. Because you are who you are. You were created to do more. So do that shit. It's Moni.